Our colleague Michelle Norris has spent a week in Louisiana covering the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. In the first of her reports, she visited the shelter at the Estruma Baptist Church in Baton Rouge, temporary home to 600 evacuees from New Orleans. Before Michelle left Louisiana, she wanted to find out how some of the children at the Estruma shelter were doing.
From a distance, the children look like they're doing okay. Boys play basketball in clean white oversized shirts. Children frolic on the playground. They're on their way to new lives, making new friends. The kids at Estruma stay busy, but ask them, and they'll tell you that they pine for their old lives, all that was familiar in the neighborhoods they fled. Sierra Bruce is 12, her sister Jasmine is 13, and her older sister Verizana Ferrand is 15. They list some of the things they miss the most.
My clothes, my shoes, and a TV.
There's so much that I can't name.
A bed.
I miss my friends.
Margarita Ellis is a wiry 12-year-old with a big, broad smile and a bad case of insomnia.
I don't really go to sleep because I be wide awake and I don't know why is that. Because usually when I first hit the door, I go take my bath and go straight to sleep. But here, I be wide awake and I don't know why.
Can't sleep?
Can't sleep. I go to sleep like late after everybody be asleep. I be the only one woke.
Well, what do you?
Except for the sergeants.
What do you do all night when everybody is asleep?
I don't know, just be sitting up in my bed, you know, or on my cot. Ain't nothing really to do because it's nighttime and everybody's asleep.
What did New Orleans mean to you?
What did it mean to me? Dignity. My dignity. My pride.
Your dignity and your pride. Help me understand that.
Because of, how can I put this? I didn't want really go to nowhere. I didn't want to go nowhere. I want to stay in that exact house that I've been living in for I don't know how long. Ever since I was a baby, put it like that.
As far as 11-year-old Rihanna Lexus knows, her home on the West Bank is still underwater. She's wearing a sky blue t-shirt and a weary expression, but she insists she and her new friends are doing all right.
The children, we're doing fine. We're trying to keep out of trouble, as some of us are, but not all of us.
You staying out of trouble?
Yeah, much as I can.
If you look into your future 10, 20 years from now, you get past all of this, what do you want for yourself?
A decent home. Probably back at what I was living when I was born. New Orleans not to be this way again. Kids not fussing and fighting, adults not fighting.
You think you'll go back to New Orleans?
Well, then not really. Not what they're saying on the news, after what they're saying on the news, no time soon.
But maybe, eventually?
Yeah.
What do you hope you're going to find when you get there?
A place where we live, when, place where we came from, but even more peaceful.
We can only hope. In Baton Rouge, I'm Michelle Norris.